This session is part of the Indie Author Fringe Conference, a three times a year author conference fringe to the major publishing fairs London Book Fair, Book Expo America, and Frankfurt Book Fair. The Indie Author Fringe is run under the stewardship of the Alliance of Independent Authors, is organised by writers for writers, and is free to attend. Let's see who's sharing self-publishing insights in this session.
Okay, fantastic. My name is Orna Ross. I run the Alliance of Independent Authors. We're a global group. And with me here today, I have a local gal, Kim Buckless. Yes, that really is her name. Kim Buckless, who is anything but Buckless. And she runs a local self-publishing group, which she's going to tell you all about in a moment. I'll just tell you very briefly about what the Alliance does and what to expect from this session. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Alliance of Independent Authors, affectionately known as ALI. And then Kim will tell you about her Chicago self-publishing group. And we will talk a little bit about how associations can help you. And we obviously believe that they can help you enormously. But we would also like to hear from you the questions that you have about what associations can do for you and your particular situation, because everybody self-publishes differently. Everybody writes differently and everybody has different needs. So we would like you to leave the session today with a really clear idea about how our associations can help you. So a little bit about, I think, the Chicago Self-Publishing Association first.
Yeah, Chicago Self-Publishing Group.
Is everybody hearing Kim okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Chicago Self-Publishing Group. It's a free group that's run through meetup.com. And I started it about 4 years ago. I was really surprised that there weren't already any self-publishing groups in Chicago. And it over the last 4 years, we're up to well over 1,000 people now. So it's a really great group. We meet about once a month. I have speakers come in. Occasionally, I will speak on like a self-publishing 101 kind of thing, because we're always having new people come in that are unfamiliar with self-publishing. But usually, I'm having other people come in and speak on topics that are of interest to self-publishing authors. So I have designers come in. People talk about book marketing, websites for authors, author branding, cover design, pretty much anything that you can think of that might be of interest to a self-publishing author, we will talk about in the group. We also do mixers where we just sort of have networking events so that the authors can talk to each other rather than having to kind of sit and listen to a speaker. And I think we also have like a show and tell. We had this, people could bring in their books and kind of stand up and for 5 minutes and talk about their books. And it's been a really great organization, a really great way to bring people together. And it's free. So
it's fantastic. Yeah. And one of the reasons I was excited that Kim and I would be here kind of talking about associations together is the way in which each of our associations does things quite differently. So while Kim's association is local, ALI is global. We have members all over the world. And while hers is a live meetup, ours is an online meetup. And while hers is free, ours has a small fee. We are a non-profit association for self-publishing writers. We think of ourselves as the best of the groups that are available. We do everything we possibly can for the self-publishing writer, anything we think of as genuinely useful. So as well as having the camaraderie of coming together and sharing the wisdom of the group, which we do in a closed forum, so a safe space where you can ask any question, no matter what stage of self-publishing you're at. We have members who are literally just beginning to think about, do I want to do this scary thing? And members who have sold over 3 million books. And they all jump in. They're incredibly generous. I mean, one thing, if you're already in this community, you will have already observed is that this is the most generous community in the world. Self-publishers share what they know in the most extraordinary fashion. And it's a real privilege. I get to see that every single day in our forum. As well as that, we have a team of advisors. A lot of them are here in the You Publish You section here at BEA today. And we have lots of advisors from the UK also and all over the world. Some of them who are going to be speaking to you here as part of BEA, as I said. We have a watchdog who looks out for rogue services. You may or may not know that there are a lot of services out there already existing and starting up as we speak who see authors as a good target market and are much more interested in selling poor and inadequate and services that really don't do anything very much at all at very high prices than they are at selling books. So we have a very active watchdog who is really, really good at knowing how to sort of assess and rate these services, and all of that information is available to our members. And we publish a number of guides, one of which is choosing a self-publishing service, which teaches you how to evaluate services yourself. We offer discounts and deals and look, lots of other benefits. I'm not going to kind of go on and on about the benefits, but what I will say is that I do believe if you are setting out on this journey or if you're already on the pathway, there is nothing more useful to you than a supportive author group who can help you along, has been there, faced the troubles you faced, knows the right answers, knows the easy way, knows the shortcuts. You will save yourself a ton of money in the end by taking the time and trouble to connect with authors. I'm sure you agree, Kim.
Absolutely. Authors are really excited to talk about their publishing experiences, which is, you know, it's really great because you might have a brand new author or someone that's even just thinking about writing, sitting right beside someone who's published 3 or 4 books and is kind of a veteran. And so they can be talking together and, you know, they can provide support and information and advice and guidance. And there's all kinds of things that they can do for each other. They can help each other get reviews, education. They can, it's networking, introducing to, you know, contacts that might be helpful. It's like Orna said, authors are very supportive of each other. And at least in my group, and I'm sure an ally too, they don't look at themselves as competitors. You know, it's sort of like everyone's in the same boat. Even if you're writing about the same genre, you know, you're still there to learn from other people and help other people.
Absolutely. And together, I think we're growing writing, we're growing reading, and we're growing publishing, which are three really cool things. So we're part of a movement that is actually expanding the creativity of the written word. And how we approach our publishing, I think, can be just as creative as how we approach our writing. So a lot of the time writers say to me, oh, I just love the creative act of writing, but I hate this marketing business. So what we at Ally do, we think about publishing as a series of processes. So editorial, design, production, promotion, rights licensing, all of these things that you can do as an author. And we break it down. You've got to break it down. If you look at the whole thing when you're starting out, you're going to panic. But on each of those, there are 7 processes in publishing. And on each of those 7 processes, what makes you a good publisher, what makes you a good self-publisher, what makes you a good indie author is that you have mastered these 7 processes in publishing. And what we do is take the writer at the stage that they are at and then talk about how you can make that a creative experience. How can you actually reach your reader in a really creative way? And so the 7 processes really break down to 2 things: making a great book and reaching your reader, selling more books. A good publisher makes great books and sells lots of them. And it's our aim in Ally to make great publishers of all our members.
I think another thing that really helps is, especially for people who are new to self-publishing or new to writing, trying to break down like what that whole process is, but also finding out that there are a lot of people out there that can help. There are some predatory people for sure, but there are also a lot of really good people offering services that authors might not even be aware of. So an example that I run into a lot is people in my group don't realize that there are writing coaches out there that if you haven't started writing your book yet, you know, if you either have an idea or maybe you have a chapter or two and you're not sure exactly where to go, there are people that will work with you as a coach, and they're in your corner and they'll help you write that manuscript. That's a certain, you know, people that know about editors, but they don't necessarily know that they can have a writing coach in their corner from the very beginning. So that is really helpful, to just to let people know you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to struggle for a year or two to write your manuscript and then try to find an editor. You can actually work with someone that knows what they're doing from the very beginning. It just makes the process easier and a little more secure. That person's combination of coach, cheerleader, accountability partner, it's just a really great service. So that's really rewarding to me, to help authors figure out, hey, there are really great people out there that will help you, do a really good job, treat you well, charge a fair price, you know, and they can all come together in these author organizations, associations.
Yeah, one of the things that we do is we actually vet services, and we have a partner membership for services. So if people join us as a partner, you can be confident that we have actually looked at how they do things, that they have helped a number of authors already, that their prices are fair and reasonable for what they're offering. And, you know, sometimes authors are a little bit reluctant to spend any money at all. You have to realize if you're going into self-publishing, it is a business, and self-publishing is a bit of a misnomer. We don't do it by ourselves. A good book is never, I would say almost never. I remember once somebody who did it from start to finish, and it was a tiny little fold-out book, a really beautiful work of print that they had done absolutely everything from start to finish, but it was a labor of love and it had taken them many, many years to get it completely right. And that's not quite what we're talking about when we're talking to the average self-publisher who basically wants to put together a good book, get it out into the marketplace, write another good book and get that out into the marketplace. And when we're trying to do that, we do not do it alone. We absolutely must have at minimum an editor. Stephen King gets an editor, and yet some self-publishers think they can do without one. No. Editing is absolutely de rigueur. You have to have an editor. And it's likely you're going to need help with, unless you are already an accomplished book designer, not just graphic illustrator, but an accomplished book designer, it's likely you're also going to need design help and lots of other help along the way. So, you know, while we talk about ourselves as self-publishers, we don't do it on our own. So I think maybe we'll take questions now. Are you ready for that? Yeah. So if you have specific questions about your own situation, anything you want to ask him or me that, you know, we've seen along the way, or and particularly if you have any question about how our organizations can help you.
A very basic question. Just
hello.
What is your website? How does one become a member, etc.?
Thank you. I'll take it first. The question was what is the website and how does one become a member? So it is the Alliance of Independent Authors. The website is www.allianceindependentauthors.org. A bit of a mouthful when you have to type it out. But if you Google us, you'll find us. And we also run the Self-Publishing Advice Center, which is www.selfpublishingadvice.org.
We have a table down in You Publish You, and you'll be able to get a leaflet down there. So my organization or my group is organized through meetup.com. It's got a long URL. You can either just go to meetup.com and just type in Chicago Self-Publishing, or you can see me right afterward. I've got cards that'll have the URL on it. Be happy to give that to you. Anybody can come to our meetings, and all the information is on that site. You don't actually have to be a member. It's free, and the advantage of being a member is that you'll get notified every time I schedule a new meeting. You'll get an email. But everything that you would need is on the website, and you can just see me afterward. I'll give you a card. Yeah. I mean,
yours is to attend the meetings only, and yours is the website, or not the website, but okay.
We're two different organizations.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm the Alliance of Independent Authors, and Kim is Chicago Self-Publishing. Ours is a global, internet-only online organization that runs a self-publishing advice center online, and Kim's is a local-based organization that runs live meetings.
Yeah, I would definitely encourage you to check out Ally. My group is a great organization if you're here in Chicago, if you want to come out and meet other authors, service providers. But there are a lot of things that Orna's group offers that I don't offer. So I would definitely encourage you to check out her organization, pay the membership fee. It's going to reward you many times over.
You've been listening to another great session brought to you by the Indie Author Fringe and the Alliance of Independent Authors, Ally. You can find out more about both by visiting Ally's Self-Publishing Advice Center, www.selfpublishingadvice.org. Now, go write and publish.